Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and co-parents of all ages, this podcast is for you. Introducing in the center ring, the amicable divorce expert, Judith Weigel.
Joining me in center ring today is Adele. In absentia, it's Adele's divorce. This is our celebrity divorce series, and we are featuring the Grammy Award-winning singer, Adele, who concluded her divorce in March of this year. This episode is about the inner struggles of divorce, the emotional journey, not the legal one. Adele was interviewed by Oprah, and the interview aired earlier this month. The cool thing about this interview was that it was woven throughout Adele's concert in Los Angeles at the Griffith Observatory on the mountaintop overlooking Hollywood. Absolutely breathtaking. Adele was with Simon, her former husband, from 2011 to 2019 when she filed for divorce. They had their son Angelo in 2012. They were together longer unmarried than they were married, which brings me to the first point. Some people aren't meant to be married. I don't mean in the traditional sense when people meet, marry, and then fall out of love. I mean that the confines of a legal marriage aren't right for everyone. I find it interesting that sometimes getting married after living in an unmarried relationship really well with children for years is the real issue. When people come to my office, there are many couples who have been together unmarried successfully, raising children for many, many years. They get married and then it all falls apart. The legal construct, and this is what my thinking is, the legal construct of a relationship can be the very aspect that breaks up the relationship. I asked several of my therapist colleagues if they noticed this pattern, and if so, why? The answers came back, the shift from amicably being together without a marriage license to a formalized, structured relationship calls into play people's ideals of what marriage should be, when living unmarried had no expectations. We have preconceived ideas of the roles each spouse should play in a marriage. This is based on what we learned from our parents, what we learned from society, and what we read. Unmarried relationships, though, have the freedom to create whatever relationship the couple wants without role expectations. I just wonder if Adele and her former husband Simon changed once they officially married. I just wonder, because they were unmarried longer, raising Angelo, their child, successfully, and then they got married, and the marriage didn't last very long. They got married in 2017. They started in 2011. They had Angelo in 2012. They got married in 2017 and then filed for divorce in 2019. The divorce became formalized, concluded this year, 2021, sorry. So there's that. And all I can do is use that example as one aspect of how our divorces go. Let's go to the Oprah interview, because it really did reveal a lot about Adele's emotional state and how she dealt with it. And as we know, divorce is emotional and it's also legal. So let's go to the Oprah interview. And Adele discussed the lead up to her decision to divorce. She discussed her emotional divorce, and she said a few things. So let's start here. Very, very most important thing was Adele never had a nuclear family and desperately wanted one. Adele's dad may have been an alcoholic. She didn't use that word, but she did say he drank a lot and he wasn't around. When she looked back on her decision to get into a relationship with Simon, she said she did it for security. She did it to get from Simon the love she didn't get from her dad. In Adele's words, Simon brought stability. He was available to her when her father was never available. So she was looking for a strong male figure, and she found that in Simon. I think this point is important because we choose to marry, why we marry, and who we marry for reasons that are not love. Sometimes we have no idea what love is. That's kind of a Tina Turner reference. What's love got to do with it? Well, love has to do a lot with it, because if we don't love somebody, we're not going to stay married to him or her. We mistaken love for security. We mistaken humor for love. You know, we all fall in love with people who make us laugh and feel good. In Adele's case, she married for stability. Or another reason why we marry, our gut tells us this isn't the right decision, yet we follow our sense of logic rather than our internal guidance system. We talk ourselves into the wrong reason for divorce. I met with a couple for mediation the other day. It was very emotional, at least on the wife's part. It was very emotional. And this is a no-fault divorce state, so we never ask why you're getting divorced unless there's domestic violence and there's children. And then the divorce, the legal side of the divorce takes on a whole different approach. But there, if there is no domestic violence and so that's not the issue going forward, eventually the reason for the divorce comes out. And in this case, it came out right as the wife was walking out the door. She was extremely emotional, and it was the second time they approached divorce. So I do realize emotions have no logic. They just are there, and you have to deal with them. But as she was talking about all the negative aspects of her soon-to-be former husband, the very last thing she said as she was walking out the door was, "I knew we shouldn't have gotten married before we got married. I knew it was the wrong decision. My family knew it was the wrong decision. Everybody tried to talk me out of it. I did it anyway." And that's what happens. If we don't really know what love is, if we've never had that feeling of love, and love is elusive, I mean, try and define what love is. I can't define that feeling other than, I mean, it happened to me, so I'll go with mine. When I met my former husband, I thought it was somebody I had met before. It was a knowing of the soul. It didn't work out, but it didn't work out for different reasons, and I was part of the problem. But it was a knowing of the soul, and I had never felt that before. I didn't really see any red flag signs, because we didn't spend a lot of time together. We were both traveling with the circus. When I saw him every 2 to 3 weeks, it was blissful. And he represented the best qualities of my father. And my father was the greatest man ever. I loved him to death. Everybody loved my father. He was like an angel. And so he reminded me in many ways of my dad. I think it was just a good learning lesson journey for me, that experience of marriage, and I certainly don't regret it, and I never had ill feelings about my former husband. Never. But we have this internal guidance system that when it tells us it's not right, we have to listen to it. Unless not listening to it is the journey we have to go on. And more than likely, that's the case. So back to Adele. Adele also said that she promised herself and her son that they would always be a family, a nuclear family, because she didn't have the traditional family with both parents available. Not only was Adele looking for stability for herself, again, she didn't have a stable nuclear family, but wanted to provide that to her son, Angelo. Sometimes, though, there's more stability when people who shouldn't be married separate. Sometimes there's more stability in two separate households than in one. And that's the message I want to pass along to you in this episode. As you're feeling totally guilty, and so many times we do, about wanting to be divorced and how it's going to affect your children, please remember this. With all of those wonderful intentions that you have, that you don't want to disrupt your child's life, know that there can be a better life in a stable environment for your child and a more loving environment if there are two households. It really can be the better choice for your children. Just think about that and know that. As you struggle with your reasons for divorce and start feeling guilty about ruining your children's lives, you're not going to ruin their lives. You're absolutely not going to ruin your children's lives. If you do your divorce amicably, if you never ever speak negatively about the other parent, if you're supportive of the other parent's role, if you simply focus on your children and give them the best life possible, your children are going to do fine. Your children are going to learn conflict resolution skills. They're going to learn that if a relationship doesn't work out, it can still be good in terms of how you relate to them. So being happy is important, and we're going to get to that in a little bit. And speaking of drinking, I want to go back to that. Speaking of drinking, Adele said that in order to prepare herself to reconstruct her life, she had to stop drinking. So in order for her to go through the emotional divorce properly, she had to be clear and present. That leads me, though, to believe that she had some of her dad in her and had a propensity for alcohol. Maybe I'm wrong, but to choose to stop using alcohol, it sounds like it was being used to mask emotion and turn away from the raw emotion of life. When people go through divorce, self-care is so important. Whether it's alcohol that we use, marijuana, now that marijuana is legal in many places, sugar, my drug of choice, television binging, okay, another drug of choice for me, whatever we use to block or soften reality, we need to live healthy physical lives in order to be at our mental and emotional best, to think clearly and reassess our lives in the emotional divorce. Exercise is the best form of change because it affects us physically and mentally. And when it affects us physically and mentally, it affects us emotionally. Exercise engages endorphins, the natural feel-good energy necessary to work at our optimum best. Every person going through divorce needs a plan throughout the day. Adele's plan, as she discussed it, since she wasn't working while divorcing, and of course, when you're working, that's a plan every day, her plan was to work out at specific times during the day. This refocused her, and it refocuses you and brings you out of depression, which Adele definitely needed. Adele said, "Nothing has been as scary as what I went through behind closed doors. I had no time to feel the world around me. I had no time to choose. Everything was going on around me so fast." Well, there was no discussion of abuse, and she was in the throes of touring a few years ago. So I'm thinking that her success caught her off guard, as it does for all musical artists, and too many people were running different parts of her life, her career, and she became completely disconnected from what she wanted and needed personally. So in our lives, we go to work, most people work, we have children if you are doing that. If you have children during the pandemic, you were homeschooling or you were making sure they were on the computer. You are helping them get their homework done in a much more intense way. So going through divorce during the pandemic was unbelievably difficult. Going through divorce without the pandemic, if we work, if we have children, we still need self-care. So we have our ongoing plan, which is getting the kids up, getting them ready for school now, getting them ready for school when they homeschooled during the pandemic. So we have those plans, and that's great. But now you have to relegate the divorce to specific parts of your day. And this isn't really discussed a lot. But this goes into, you have to have a plan. So if you don't have children and you don't have a job and you're looking for a job, you really need to have a plan for the day. Working out actually focuses you. It gets the endorphins working, and that's a great plan. But if you're working and you have children, you have to relegate the divorce to certain parts of the day. Tell your attorney, if you have an attorney, tell your mediator, tell your paralegal, and tell your spouse when you can respond to emails, when you can get paperwork done, when you can schedule meetings, when you can schedule mediations. You can't just let the divorce go in and out of your day all day long. You have to control time, and we're going to speak about that in a minute. But your plan for your day, every day, has to include time to process the divorce emotionally, time to do the legal work, if that's what you're at right now, if that's your stage, and time for self-care. You really do have to organize your day so you can function, so that you can go to work and be present, so that you can have a social life. You need people to get you to laugh. You need people to get your mind off the divorce. And when you're socializing, I beg you not to use that time to talk about your divorce. I beg you to use that time to socialize. It's so unbelievably important to lead a balanced life, even when you're going through divorce. You cannot let the divorce consume you. The divorce is part of your life. It is not your entire life. If you let the divorce be your entire life from morning till night, you are now letting the divorce define you, and it simply can't. We need a balance to our lives so that when we approach our decisions for divorce and the time we have to invest in making the divorce happen, we can actually bring fresh perspective to the way we have to make decisions. Believe me, it'll give you a much better divorce experience if you control the time you spend on the divorce. In our lives, this can happen when we have children and the relationship changes. The focus is on the children. Or when one spouse gets a promotion and has to spend more time at work, if people cannot spend time together, experience life together, take vacations, spend the holidays as a family, the dynamic shifts and spouses grow separately. So this is talking about how Adele was so immersed in her job. This led to the divorce, or this led to the thinking about the divorce. And in our lives, when we are family focused to the point where we want to earn a great living and we spend all of our time on our jobs, you know, our jobs sometimes can be like Adele's career, like the career of a performer, where once you hit it big, it's all work. That's all it is work. It's one tour after another. It's touring, it's writing, it's recording, it's nonstop. And all of a sudden, we never see our families. And that's why so many celebrity artists get divorced. But if you look at certain professions, if you look at policemen, definitely policemen, if you look at lawyers, You know, those are two professions that pop up. Excuse me. In order to earn a great living, we're always at work. And then all of a sudden we wake up and our family is over there somewhere and we're over here and we have no idea who we are as family people. And we have no idea who we are, period. All we've done is immersed ourselves in work and we all become strangers to one another. So in Adele's career, it was front and center. She couldn't be home because she was touring. The danger in the wife having a huge career is that their husbands are dwarfed and in the shadows. This can work for a little while, but it's so tough to make it last. Economic success as a celebrity, making huge amounts of money, and being the focus of attention makes it hard to give time to a relationship. Isn't this what happens in a lot of our marriages? We want to provide for our families, and in order to do that, we have to work a lot. If a compromise isn't made to provide for some family time amidst working overtime, guaranteed a strain will be on the marriage. With no time to check in with each other, we grow apart. We have to grow together, and we can only grow together if we spend time together. Once we grow apart, it's so hard to bring people back to center. We can't find center. Center has shifted. And we're both in different places. Now, here's something that caught my attention because it was a conflicting statement that Adele made. And we make these same conflicting statements. In separate comments, Adele said she wasn't embarrassed that she was getting divorced. And then she said she was. When she said she was embarrassed, it was because she failed herself in that she thought she would be in an internal nuclear family, something she missed growing up. Because her divorce was public, by virtue of her celebrity status, she was embarrassed. Then she said she wasn't because she's not shy about getting through tough times. Okay, so this was crazy making to a certain extent. First she's embarrassed, now she's not embarrassed. I think that when we're divorcing or when we're taking a look back on our divorce, our emotions can change from day to day. And I think this was maybe what was happening with Adele. We can feel embarrassed if we look at our divorce as a failure. Divorce isn't a failure. Divorce is a transition. It's a life event that takes time to get through. Filing isn't done in a day. Going through the emotional divorce, excuse me, isn't done in a day. The lead up to divorce is a process of evaluation, of soul searching, planning, so that we know the decision is right. But when we go through our emotional divorce, please don't be embarrassed and call your life a failure. Well, if you're on your third divorce, maybe you should check in with why you're making those decisions to keep remarrying probably the same type of person. I understand why failure may be part of that, but still I hesitate. Even if you've been married 3 or 4 times, I met somebody married 6 times. I still hesitate using the word failure. You have to reevaluate your decision making, and you have to look at it as why. Why am I continuing to get divorced? A, who are you marrying? But B, are you doing everything right to be a married person? Are you right for marriage? You know, there's something right there. I don't think everybody's right to be in a relationship. I know that a lot of us want to be in relationships. That's our go-to position. And we look at other relationships that are going well. And if they're going well, it's kind of nice to want that. Not everybody's suited for marriage. Maybe your journey in this lifetime is to be the best single person you can be. But not everybody's right to be in a relationship. So maybe that's what the learning lesson is. Anyway, think about that. If you're on your second, third, fourth divorce, Think about why. Do not blame the other person. Start doing some soul searching, because the answer is inside of you. The answer is not in criticizing the other person. The answer is inside of you. And that's the best learning lesson you can have, is to figure yourself out. So moving on, Oprah asked Adele a really important question. She said, why did you get divorced? Was it a single moment or a series of moments? Now, this is an interesting question coming from Oprah. A, Oprah's never been married, and so she doesn't really know what it feels like. Yes, she supposedly has been in a long-term relationship with Stedman, but different than being married, different than the legal side of marriage. But it still was an important question. Adele said that she wanted to live and not just survive. She didn't really address the question specifically, but divorce is rarely about a single event. It's a series of events. It's observations. It's experiences. And our own awareness of how we feel over a period of time in the marriage. So too with us. If we are responsible people who want to remain committed to our partners and to the marriage, it takes time to get to the point of speaking to our spouses about a change in the relationship. Adele concluded this part of the discussion by saying that she wanted to stop trying to be somebody else, behaving in a way that she wasn't. And I said, oh my, to thine own self be true. To change any part of our married behavior, our role in the family, the expectations that we formerly fulfilled, is freeing and frightening all at the same time. Yet this correction is the only way to live. Unfortunately, it may mean that we have to change being a wife or a husband. So when somebody says, I want to really live, I don't want to just survive, that means that they've made choices that are compromises. They made choices that don't really fulfill their heart's desire. So when Adele chose to marry Simon because he was stable and she didn't have stability in her life, logically, it was a great reason. But if she didn't really love him, and again, how do you define love? When the idea of spending the rest of her life with him didn't feel like a natural outgrowth of who she was, of what lifted her up, of what made her the best person she could be, because what Simon was infusing in her emotionally allowed her to continue to grow, then she didn't make the right decision. And going back to the client last week who told me as she was walking out the door, I knew it was the wrong decision, but there were other reasons why I married him. And those decisions had to be about providing money, providing a family. Maybe there was nobody else around and she was getting older and she wanted to have children. That's, you know, people marry for those reasons too. It was the best relationship they had in their lives. They were getting older. They wanted to have children. You know, we have arranged marriages that people make work out. They think they will grow to love this person. But then we find ourselves in a position where our heart doesn't sing. We really don't feel connected. And that's when we know it was the wrong choice, or we need to make a different choice. So I think that's what we all say. Then we move into the courage to face our fears. That was huge with Adele. That's huge with all of us, because there's a lot of fear that is wrapped up into divorce. Let's go on with Adele and then I'll go to all the fears. Adele explained that she had fear leaving the marriage. remember, she said, Simon provided the stability in a home life that she didn't have growing up. And this is huge. But she said that in order to find her own happiness, she had to leave. I bet that killed Simon. I'm sorry, I have to speak up for Simon. I bet that killed him. When you tell somebody you have to leave that person to be yourself and be happy, oh my God, knife in the heart. She even said that when you stay in a marriage for the children, you are essentially robbing them of seeing you happy. This is interesting. Her belief is that all children want to see their parents happy, and if that means two households, then so be it. At least each separate household has the potential of being happier than one household with two parents who don't want to be together. It's a tough call, but the logic seems right. Okay, so let's go back to the fear, the courage to face your fears. Huge fear in getting divorced. We know it's the right decision, but there are all these other aspects, like what if we don't make enough money right now? We have to get a job. When do you get a job? Do you get a job now? Do you get a job later? What if there's not a lot of money to go around in the divorce settlement? And depending on where you live, money goes fast. Being a single person, a lot of fear in that. What if you went from high school or college right into marriage? I have another client getting divorced. She never lived on her own. She lived with her family, then she got married. Huge fear. Makes enough money to provide for herself. Great money in the settlement. But there's that huge fear of living on your own. So Adele tried to address these fears in this way, and I thought it was a good way. She talked about the process of divorce and the layers of difficulty that each process has. First, the process of the legal side of the divorce. Once you go through the emotional divorce, and that really has to happen first if it can, you have to sort out your feelings, and you have to not blame, not be angry. You have to do forgiveness to yourself, to your soon-to-be former spouse. So once you go through that, then you go through the legal process of divorce. And if you don't hire the right attorneys, or if you don't get the right professionals involved in your divorce to support you, to have a calm divorce, an amicable divorce, a respectful divorce, you've hired the wrong people, first of all. But the legal side of the divorce will bring up emotions. They'll have little trigger points, so just be ready for that. And the legal side of the divorce, if both people aren't ready to dig in and do their part, it will take a long enough time. Number two, Adele said, the process of being a single parent and not seeing your child every day. Huge. Well, in Adele's case, unless she brought Angelo with her on tour, she wasn't going to see him daily. But the idea of a formal co-parenting schedule when not touring was a silence she found hard to bear. It was a silence that was deafening. And you know, isn't that interesting? So when people go on tour, they find ways to bring their children, because if it's a year-long tour, you got to see your children. So you do find ways to incorporate your kids. But for the non-celebrities, us, it is silent in the house without the kids. And that's something you really have to get used to. And you have to do other things with your time, because you're going to have that time available. So fill it up with something else. Make good use of your time. Number three, with Adele, the process of turning up for yourself every day, she said, not being able to rely on a partner to push you forward when you need it is huge. Isn't that the truth? So if you don't have children, you are totally by yourself and you don't have another relationship going on. Showing up for yourself when you always had somebody there to bounce things off of, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. So you're going to process that. And the process of running your personal life and a business, that's big too. And especially somebody like Adele, I mean, this is a big business she's running called Her Career. along with her personal life. And for us too, you know, depending on what, how we're supporting ourselves, you know, to have our career and to have a personal life and be single, it's a lot to get used to. And lastly, the process of divorce has many ups and downs. It's an emotional juggling match, an emotional roller coaster. Just when we think we're on solid ground, the earth shifts beneath us. Something is there to jar us emotionally. This is why it's important to go through the emotional divorce before the legal divorce. We have to go through the grieving stages of divorce, and there are seven of them, before we file, if we can, so that we have taken a lot of emotional care of ourselves before we make settlement decisions. This is the best case scenario. But if there's no way, time, and but if there is no time and filing has to start quickly, plan some time for yourself each week. You'll need it. You and your spouse can control time to a certain degree once you engage in the legal process. The court system sometimes runs on a snail's pace. So if you have to go to hearings, believe me, you have months in between. But tell your attorney you need time. I was talking about this earlier in the episode. You can control time. If you and your spouse can talk, which would be great, you can talk about how you want to control time. But even if you don't talk, and if you have to hire attorneys, or if you are hiring a mediator and you just don't really talk, tell everybody connected to you how you want to use time. You have to speak up for yourself in order to make good decisions for your new life and for the settlement. So again, don't let divorce take over your entire day. Make your day balanced. Go to work, work out, carve out some time with friends, and carve out time for the divorce. You don't have to respond to angry text messages or emails. Work. Use work as your respite. That is one of the best things you can do for you. And your employer will like that too, of course. Really control how you insert divorce in your day. And if you can only do things on the weekends, just do them on the weekends. If you have children, of course, you have to make ongoing decisions about the kids, but just make it ongoing decisions about the kids. Don't broaden the topic. The decisions you make for settlement, make sure you relegate time when you're fresh, when you are settled, so that you can be very clear thinking about those decisions. Okay, so then Oprah started talking, back to the interview, Oprah started talking about dating after divorce. People who want to be in relationships will find another one at some point. So we have to talk about this. The danger in choosing the next long-term relationship is that divorces can be made, choices can be made for another person, the way in which we first chose the person that we are divorcing. Oprah commented that whatever is the biggest wound we have in our lives, you end up choosing relationships to heal that wound. This is a powerful statement. And Oprah put on her show so many people that really talked about this. Adele's wound was the instability of her father in her life, and that Simon healed that wound. He was stable. But our needs have to be met by ourselves, not by someone else. And she did say that. Adele started commenting on nobody can create stability in her case but herself. She had to realize stability was an issue, which she did. But then she had to create her instability because look what happened. What happened naturally when she made it big? There was no stability. Everything was coming at her. People were coming at her. Decisions were coming at her. And she was swallowed up by her career. I think, you know, that's part of what was going on behind the scenes was just crazy making. The touring was crazy making, the recording, all the interviews you have to do. And then the fact that she realized that she probably needed not to be married to Simon. I mean, that was unbelievable that she even had to deal with it. So Adele went on to say that when her father was dying, and I believe it was in this period, they forgave each other. They had the long talk that you have to have with a parent if you didn't have a great relationship with them. After he passed, she said that the wound healed. The wound created by the instability her father created by not being around and by using alcohol. Once the wound healed, she was free to love differently. This, I want to share with you something about my experience when my mom died. So my mom died in June of 2020. We had a very volatile relationship. I truly loved my mom, but it was a very different relationship than the one I had with my dad. I loved my dad. It was easy to get along with my dad. My mom was very difficult for me. As I knew she was going into her winding down years, I mean, my mother died at 97. We had a lot of time to revisit the past and to shore up our relationship. And I made absolutely sure that I spent time with her. And I apologized. I said I was really sorry for the way I treated her when I didn't treat her well. And I treated her well at times too. But I didn't want her to die without that apology. And she turned to me and said, "We did the best we could." And that was it. We did the best we could. I could cry right now as I'm talking to you. And that's what you do in your marriage. You did the best you could. And sometimes the best is messy, but we do the best we can. Maya Angelou, who Oprah had on her show many, many times, Maya Angelou, the poet, and she read at Bill Clinton's inaugural. Maya said, "Sometimes the best we do is horrible, but it's the best we can do. We're not perfect. And this is a journey. Life is a learning experience. And we do the best we can. And sometimes the best we do is really not that great, but it's the best we do." So just remember that as you're calling yourself a failure and beating yourself up in the divorce. You did the best you could. And maybe your best wasn't that great, but it was the best you could. And that's the way it is. Many of us have emotional wounds from our upbringing or from our own individual life choices. These early childhood experiences shape us and are the backdrop for our choices in life. Our journey is to figure out what choices add happiness to our lives. It's all a process. So here's the learning lesson for this episode and for the celebrity divorce of Adele's. Divorce is not a failure. It's a transition to another stage in life. Once the divorce was concluding, Adele was able to write music again. She took a 2-year break from creating music while going through the emotional and legal divorce. Then she was able to write the songs to her current CD, 30. Music is her outlet. We all need an outlet to express ourselves, our happiness, our fears, our accomplishments. What is your outlet? And what will be your song for a new beginning? Thank you so much for joining me. That concludes the celebrity divorce of Adele. I thank each and every one of you for joining me. Please share this with your friends. Please subscribe if you haven't. And please contact me if you want to present any ideas for an amicable divorce. And as always, have an amicable day.
That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Be good to yourselves, be kind to your spouse, and cherish your children above all else.